My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them at capitalsteps.com, their forthcoming CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Great, great. Now, you're the master impressionist. Does that mean you've landed the coveted role of Vladimir Putin in the stage shows?
Well, you know, we've got lots of Vladimir Putins, because you just put on, like, you know, one of those fake, you know, Eastern European accents, and everybody's like, oh, he sounds just like a Russian.
Who's got the expressionless face down best in the troupe?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, you know, we have lots of guys who, we have some guys who are willing to take their shirt off for that role and some that aren't.
Which camp are you in?
Oh, I'm absolutely willing to take off my shirt.
Oh, okay.
Anything for comedy. Come on.
Well, anyway, the Capitol Steps have been, as always, making fun of critical geopolitical events because, hey, that's what's in the news. So you're looking at kind of how our own president is viewing Putin's actions here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it sets itself up.
All right, here we go.
And now, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here tonight to talk directly to you, the American people. I've been accused of not being strong enough and being weak on the Ukraine. But there's one thing I know. If Russians don't retreat, I can't defeat them. Well, I look weak if all I do is try to tweet them. Ukraine parts keep falling to the Reds, but that doesn't mean my foreign policy is dead. Crimea is not for me. I'm never gonna stop McCain from complaining. And so I did my attempts at talking smack. I said, hey, the 80s called, they want their Cold War back. But nothing works for me. I sound like James Taylor versus Vlad the Impaler. Remember long ago when Reagan made his call to tear that wall down. If it was me, they wouldn't have to trim it all down. Just a trip. Ukraine parts keep falling to the Reds. Let's hope that the Soviet reunion does not spread. They voted to secede, and here are the choices that were there on the ballot. And so you see, it's democracy that's what's worrying me. Thank you all very much.
Oh, Mark, so what did the ballot say?
Yeah, a little bit of a sight gag that kind of gets lost on the radio, doesn't it? The ballot had three options. You could vote to stay with the Ukraine, you could vote to leave for Russia, or you could vote for Ralph Nader.
Okay. Oh, no Pat Buchanan butterfly ballot this time, huh?
That's right.
All right, so who gets to throw the shoe at the Hillary character tonight?
Yeah, no kidding. I would assume that was probably Joe Biden once the investigation was fully fleshed out. He was seen at a DSW, you know, loading up on shoes. And, of course, we've also got, you know, HHS Secretary Sebelius is leaving.
Yeah.
Apparently she found out she's only making 88% of what the male secretaries make in the Obama cabinet.
Yeah, after all she's been through, she probably figures that's a little bit of a slight. Do you think she's going to go on vacation for a month, a year?
I think she would go a long, long vacation. Maybe never to be seen again.
That could be true. All right. And the CD's coming out soon, and we've been talking about that for a little while now. But
yeah,
early,
we've had
next
some
month
of the you know, some of the artwork and stuff has come in, and it should be hitting the presses very soon. We should have boxes rolling into the office of the How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying very soon.
Oh, very exciting. Congratulations on that, and as always, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist from the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them at CapitolSteps.com. Again, that upcoming CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.